Hello, this is Yokyu Endo's Prime Dharma Talk, Your Fortune Development. Well, this several times I have been talking about the spiritual world from the various angles. Today, I would like to talk how Buddhism describes the spiritual world. Actually, there is a book which was written by Genshin, which was published about 1,000 years ago, wrote many clearly written about the spiritual world based on the sutras. Well, basically, the Buddhism talk about 10 different spiritual worlds. From the bottom, hell, fasting hell, the fighting hell, a human being, well, it's a part of the spiritual world, and heavenly state, the shomon is a word of listening dharma, engaku, a self-enlightenment, and bodhisattva purand. And the purand is bodhisattva and the world of Buddhas. Of course, in these 10 worlds, there are more small different steps in each 10 world. And the specific point of the human world is that many different spiritual level beings live together. Therefore, some of the human beings are spirit and hell, and or some are like bodhisattva or heavenly state people. So what is the mentality of the hell people? It's a mentality that in heart of enjoy suffering of others. Please imagine, in case if you are living in the world, that all other people are enjoying other suffering, and that is only their interest, that desire to see other suffering, is really hell, right? However, in that case, nobody is going to be survive. Also, they cannot purify their karma by themselves. So there are sacred beings transformed to the watcher, to trap them, those hell people, and to burn their karmas, to purify them. It's written in the book and sutras that how many years they have to be there, to be burned, their karma of the heart, enjoying suffering of others. Well, if I start talking about the more details about hell, I spend a lot of time because it's really, the book are written really in detail. So let's go to the next step, the fasting hell. Well, you can see in the human world, people who only interested to themselves, and just suck energy of others. Suck energy, maybe not only the energy, but also take away your things, property, whatever. Those people never be interested to give to others, only be interested to gain from others. Be careful, once you drop into this loop of the mentality of sucking energy from others, it's so difficult to cut it off and transform your heart to a giving state. And when they die and go to the fasting hell, as a symbol of their mentality, they can not drink much or eat. So the stomach, tummy become huge, and their ribs become long. Try to suck the water. They have to suffer to purify their karma, to realize the result of not giving but sucking energy from others, take things from others. What is interesting is that not only Buddhism, but there is also in the West who went journey to the spiritual world and wrote books about how the spiritual world are like, and it's very similar what he wrote in Buddhism describes about hell, fasting hell and fighting hell. The person's name is Swedenborg, Emmanuel Swedenborg. I think it was about 200 years ago. Anyway, who introduced Swedenborg's thought to Japan was the famous Zen master, Daisetsu Suzuki. And interestingly, Helen Keller was also the follower of the Swedenborg. Above the fasting hell is a fighting hell called Asura. The mentality of Asura who lives in human world is always want to be on top of others. Imagine if whole the world always want to be top of others, they start fight, right? This is the world of Asura, the fighting hell. What is interesting is that there are three kinds of good way. Is one of that is the Asura, this fighting hell. Fighting hell, human and heaven. These three places do some good things. What is the good things they do with the mentality of the fighting hell? You know, some people give to somebody something, I give you this, and then the mentality is on top of others, or even because want to be on top of others, give something good. This we call the goodness of the fighting hell. Well, it's something good, even though it is on top of others. Anyway, next is heavenly state, which is really, really fun place to live, because people only wishing to give to others. Imagine all the people wishing to give to others is really heaven, right? It's a beautiful place, has many fun and music, dancing, whatever, with a heart of giving to others. They live long. I think in my memory it was like 250 years or something more. However, there's one issue there. When they die, they lose the five things. For example, losing the beauty of the body and getting weak. The servant will be gone, etc. And the moment when heavenly state people dies, they suffer more than hell in that moment. Well, then better to go to Puran, isn't it? As you go more higher, the happiness and comfortableness increases. And it's written in a sutra, thousands of times more happier than and comfortable than the heavenly world, the Puran is. It's totally egoless world. When we hear the word egoless, we imagine something empty, no pleasure, no joy. Be careful, that is a completely misunderstanding. It is opposite. It increases the joy and the comfort and happiness, not only the heart, but also thousands of times more happier than even the heaven, comfortable than even heaven, joyful more than the heaven. It's full of life, universal energy appears. I am wishing you be awakened to this joy, happiness, and comfort. Not only the heart, but also your existence and also the world you're going to live. Thank you.